Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everyone, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joel Zammit, filling in for Joel Dusha, who usually fills in for Joel Zammit, now and maybe forever.
Spooky. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about a, I guess you'd call it a...
Animal.
It is an animal.
Plant.
Mineral.
Shut up! It's called the Minnesota Iceman. And it is an example of a potentially frozen or preserved body of a mystery ape. So,
what's it called? Sorry,
Minnesota Iceman.
Minnesota Iceman.
Mm-hmm.
What, Minnesota Iceman?
Minnesota Iceman.
Minnesota
Iceman. Okay, yeah. Then. All right then. Where are we going?
Particular case, the Minnesota Iceman. It is largely assumed to be a hoax by most people. But like I said, you know, our opinions are under the table in a box, and we're going to go through it. We're going to talk about the story behind it, and we're going to come to a decision at the end.
Alrighty.
So it's the late 1960s, and there's this zoologist who has an interest in stuff like ape men and the like.
Is he an actual zoologist?
Yeah, a genuine
or like
zoologist.
A zoologist.
No. I really just put quotation marks around genuine zoologist. He's a genuine zoologist.
All right.
He just had an interest in animals that had yet to be classified by science. And he got this, one of his friends came to him one day and he said, I was at this show recently, this like side show. And they had what they said was this like a Neanderthal or like a bipedal ape preserved in ice.
Yeah.
You should check it out. This zoologist did. The zoologist went by the name of, I think, Bernard Heuvelmans. sounds like a name made up on the spot.
Okay.
He went over to observe this Iceman. He kind of like contacted the guy and had an investigate. And I'll show you guys right now. The photograph that he took of the Iceman as it was preserved in ice.
That's a real photo?
That's
obviously
a real photo. Yep, that's a real photo of the way the body was preserved within the like a big block of ice.
Like he's doing on a little dance.
Yeah, it's kind of like he's kind of...
looks like he's fallen over, to be honest, like laying on the ground.
Well, he was lying on his back, and he had one arm up around his head.
All right. I've got the image in front
you get
of me.
The image?
I'm using my phone as well. But yeah, all right.
The story told. Well, I guess from this picture here, what's your assumption? There's a
frozen in ice.
Huh? They've just kept him preserved in ice.
Who's they?
The individual that was showing him off. The individual who had ownership.
Had they just found him and put him in ice, or was he found in ice?
No, he wasn't found in ice.
Oh,
but
okay.
He was being preserved in ice.
So where'd they find him?
In a side... Well, the story goes that in...
Initially here, I was thinking, all right, so they found like an ape man in ice. Okay, but no, that's not the case. No. So someone found a snow...
There are two stories.
Okay.
The initial story is that he was found floating in the Bering Sea, and he was picked up by some people with a ship, right? Put him in the boat... Brought him, that was bought by a very wealthy individual who was having this fellow with a sideshow look after it. That's one story. Okay. The other story is that during the Vietnam War, it was shot and put in a body bag and brought to America, and that this guy had somehow intercepted it and acquired it. Those are the two origins.
First one I feel more believable. Second one just sounds like bullshit.
The first one is more believable for you.
Yeah, because I'm like, why would the Americans... Did they mistake it for a fallen soldier?
Yeah, actually, no. That one's the... Bering Sea one's slightly more believable because, like, who's sending him back and how is it being intercepted?
Yeah, there's just too many, like, coincidences.
Actually, I know who would be sending it back from the Vietnam War. The American Army. And gosh, if that isn't impenetrable.
Yeah, no, you feel like...
a lot of drugs were smuggled. Like that. So actually, no, the Vietnam War one is starting to sound
like,
more...
How would he know to smuggle this, like, to intercept this one to... You know what I mean?
I just think he could have fallen off the back of a truck. It was so lax.
I guess.
Well,
just like, were they just sending back a heap of these eight men in body bags? And this is the one that he just happened to get because we have thousands in a warehouse.
Why are there two different origin stories?
Well, there are two different origin stories because the gentleman who owned it was a sort of... The core strangeness with the Minnesota Iceman is that the gentleman who was displaying the Minnesota Iceman seemed like the least trustworthy man in the world. He was very, very secretive. He was very, almost kind of crazy. He would give very conflicting reports about where it was found.
Okay.
I think the Bering Sea is his story, but then there is, like, another story by people who are running the sideshow who were like, well, this is more likely where it came from, is the Vietnam War one, because there are... reports of creatures that are very similar in stature and physique to the Minnesota Iceman reported in the jungles of Vietnam. The Minnesota Iceman was also said to be shot through the head. And if you look at the body, you can kind of make out around the eyeball down here. Anyway, if you're closer and in like the autopsies that were performed, autopsy used very loosely, a bullet hole was said to be noticeable. Yeah, so with that in mind, what are our current positions? What are our thoughts?
Well, my first thought is it's obviously not the Minnesota Iceman. Neither of the origin stories place it in Minnesota.
I think Minnesota is the name because that's where it was being displayed.
Nah. So this is the photo, is it?
This is a photograph, yes.
And it is definitely an
The one you've got here is the photograph, and that is a sort of reconstruction.
So is
I need to see the photograph better. I'm looking it up on my phone.
Sure.
And it's definitely not like a chimp. Like, it's not like a gorilla. It's definitely not...
It is something other than an ape
we haven't seen before.
Definitely.
So it's definitely like... Because I'm thinking, is there kind of an ape in Vietnam? Is there something like that?
No, Vietnam, I think, has no apes.
Okay. Because I was thinking, like, is it just a gorilla? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, no. Well, if you look at the photograph, you can see that it is clearly... far more bipedal than a gorilla would be. Its legs are far longer.
Because I know
its head is a lot
smaller. I
remember
seeing like a YouTube clip on not this, but it was like missing link found in this rural town in fucking somewhere. And you look at the clip and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, that is clearly an ape man.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's just a deformed a guy, basically, with a medical condition. I think it was like, you know, what they call pinheads?
I don't know what the term is, but I know what you mean.
But it was basically just that, but that had been grown up.
It's got like some dark stuff on its arms and legs and stuff like that, but it doesn't look like hair in the photo.
You don't think so?
So could it have been could it have been someone who had pinheadism?
Potentially, but if you look at the photograph, it doesn't really look like a deformed person. But that does happen all the time. There's a very classic skunk ape, which is another kind of mystery ape from Florida, photograph that always gets put around and people are like, whoa, that's spooky as. But actually, if you look at the photograph, it's just totally an orangutan. I'll show it to you. There it is. That's the classic photograph.
And yeah, that's an orangutan.
Evidently an orangutan. But because it's in a situation where you would never imagine an orangutan to be, i.e. the Florida Everglades, people are like, skunk ape. Yes. So I guess it doesn't look necessarily like hair, and I think there's a lot of distortion caused by the ice itself.
I'm just trying to... So they basically got a creature, maybe an ape, maybe they just made a wax model.
Totally possible.
and they put it in an encased in ice,
mm-hmm.
and they toured that around America. Yeah,
yes,
that's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it's just a hoax. I reckon it's just a bit of like paper mache and hair. Just put together to make it look like a dude or a missing link, as it was, a perfectly preserved Neanderthal.
So when this fellow, the zoologist, heard about this, he went and he visited it, and he gave it. He also got another zoologist friend of his who was also interested in a similar area, okay. and together they went to this guy's trailer where he was keeping the Minnesota Iceman, and they gave it a kind of going over. Mm-hmm. Instantly, they were like, "We could see with something that is always notable, and I've always picked up when I've read through their sort of their I don't want to say
assessment.
Autopsy, assessment is they're like, we could see the ice was melting in mm-hmm. places, and there was this heavy smell of rot coming from
okay,
it.
Okay, so it's organic.
They're like, whatever it is, it's organic. People argued that maybe the fella who was exhibiting the Iceman had like a bit of rotten meat somewhere nearby or under the table to try and.
All
but
right.
they're like, no, it was very like kind of just out in the backyard in the open. You know, there was nothing underneath, no place you could really hide rotting meat.
Okay.
Their assessment of it, they were 100% convinced that it was something organic,
okay.
some kind of ape creature. That was their end assessment, their kind of like final decision on it was that this was not a wax model, whatever it was okay. organic. The two well-regarded scientists going over this, they didn't melt it, they didn't like properly get the cadaver and or cadaver,
yeah.
cadaver, and have a look at it.
Avacadaver.
But yeah. On their initial investigation of it, they were pretty sure, I guess, that it was an organic creature of some variety.
The fact that they're like, I don't know, a lot of these stories I hear you when you sort of tell these things, I'm mad at like go the extra step. Go the extra step. Do an autopsy. Melt the fucking ice.
Oh no, what I agree. Fuck? I agree. Well, I think it comes down to with this one. I think it comes down to legality. The guy who was owning it was like, "You're not. I'm not letting you crack open the ice. What if you damage the body?"
See, I'd have been like, "Give us a foot."
Yeah, like, I know. Well, yeah, you know what I mean. Think you would be like, "Let us get in there somehow, even with like a small drill through the ice. We can collect a sample and discover what it is." I think also the gentleman who was exhibiting it was worried that people would take it away from it.
Are there any apes in Russia?
No, there are no apes in
the
Russia.
The Bering Sea exists between the east coast of the west coast of the United States and Russia.
I know.
How does an ape-like body get intact
the idea,
there?
One of the theories is that it's not an ape man, it's actually a like
person?
Like preserved. No, like a prehistoric ape.
Yeah, I was going to say, like a Neanderthal. What about or is it a fossil?
Preserved in the Bering Sea?
Well, like frozen in ice is the idea. I don't think it's terribly believable either, but that's one of the ideas.
Because I know there's that, what's his name? It's like, Otzi,
yeah.
where it is that preserved hunter.
Mm.
But like that had to be very like
that was
specific.
100, like one in a million
situation.
Yeah, like
situation. Very specific circumstances that like
to
happened
be
to that.
Otzi, real cool side. There's two cool things about Otzi. One's
I've got another cool thing about Otzi, but go on.
He's cool. One, his shoes, right?
Yeah.
He has shoes on, which is amazing because he is infinitely old. But they just look like weird-ass bird's nests. They just look like a mess of sticks and rope that he tied to his foot. Mm. And everyone's like, he's like up in the top of the mountain. How is this at all comfortable? Then this, he's like a doctor of footwear or something. Yeah. So like he's like a
podiatrist.
Yeah, no, but not like that's his field of study, is ancient footwear. He's like, I'm going to make them. And he made them, and he climbed up the same mountain, and he was like, most comfortable climb. He was like, these stick shoes are amazing. And also, Otzi's apparently cursed. Heaps of people that cracked him open died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe another episode of JBSA, but yeah. Like I was going to say, there was a Radiolab podcast episode about Otzi, and it was about two people that fell in love. That one was in, like, Ireland, I think, and one was in, I want to say, like, China or something like that. But their mutual like interest in Otzi brought them together. So maybe it wasn't a curse, it was a love curse.
That's amazing.
Which is like another curse.
It's still a curse, but a nice one.
I think a prehistoric ape, frozen in ice.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, that's unlikely.
Yeah.
Then you add to the fact that it's in the Bering Sea. So it has to remain frozen until it's found. whoo, there's another, like, cool.
And remember,
then
yep.
it's just got to be found.
Yeah.
And oh then, my God.
Somehow, like, make its way to this guy in a trailer
yeah.
in middle America.
What did he do before this?
I think he was like a
con man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He worked, he was part of this particular
site. Was he part of a site? See, if he wasn't part of a site show, I'm like, okay, something. He's already part of a traveling sideshow circus. Sus as shit.
I am very, very, very doubtful of the Bering Sea idea.
Yeah, no, me too.
I think the Vietnam War is possibly more likely. See, and if it was shipped home from Vietnam, what if it's just a soldier like who was killed?
Yeah, like I was also going to say.
He's got a bullet wound in his head.
Like, what is it to... that was actually my next kind of like, how about this? It's a soldier that was shot that they just glued hair on.
Or maybe he was just hairy naturally.
But if it's a soldier, then like, why did he end up in this guy's care?
Like, that's another question. Or is it
Well, assuming that the one of those two origin stories is correct.
Yeah, which is also very unlikely. Or, you know, is it some sort of like, I feel bad saying this, but like, racism. Like,
okay.
It's a Vietnamese.
Oh, a Vietnamese person that they're shot, like.
And they're like, we've never seen this before because we are racist.
Well,
I just
and
don't think that this
on.
Picture of it looks terribly much like a Vietnamese okay. person.
Here's
I'm looking at the picture you get. So that's the picture and that's a recreation, yeah?
Yeah, that's a picture. And that one is like the two scientists who looked over him being like, this is the basic body shape.
Could be just an old man.
So assuming the Vietnam War shipping home a thing.
Yep.
Sort of option. Now, just as a fact, little thing for you to know, the cocaine trade greatly increased during the Vietnam War because cocaine would be grown in Vietnam where it was a lot easier, you know, to avoid police inspection or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then shipped in the coffins of US servicemen back to the United States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first off, this is like a little bit of evidence to say like, well, you know, someone could get into there if they wanted to. Second off, what if one of those bodies stuffed full of cocaine, instead of being put back, because they were all sealed caskets, you don't get a look inside. What if they just chose not to put a body back? Or if a body just like, whatever, we can't be bothered filling this one up. No one's going to open it.
So that... You're saying the body of a soldier gets sent back with the cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm just putting this forward as an idea.
No, that's certainly like a potential.
And then these obviously unscrupulous people who were shipping cocaine in the bodies of dead soldiers
find the body of the dead soldier. My only argument against it is that still to me does not look like a person.
You're maybe focusing too much on the right picture, the reconstruction. The left picture is so inconclusive
There's
of
anything.
There's
another colored picture there.
Is that also an official picture, though?
There was like unearthed. Can I get recently? Here you go. I reckon that's what Adam's sort of saying there. It's a bit more.
Yeah, that looks like a person.
I reckon it might just be a dude.
Oh yeah, potentially it does look like a guy, but there's clearly fur there as well.
But
I don't know about that.
It kind of looks like hair, not fur.
I guess it's on the chin, so there's always a chance.
And also, like you got beard. Chuck ice on that, and like whoever that person or creature person died, it could be sort of different because like that one there, the picture we're looking at now, I think it's on a
Huffington that just looks
Post
like a
article.
Person in this picture. This one,
like depending what it is, like that could be burnt.
Yeah,
like that because like it's
napalm.
Napalm.
Fair?
So there's
napalm. Napalm, skin goes like black burnt.
Kind of looks like fur.
Could look like fur underneath ice.
Yeah. So, after the two zoologists had a look over the Minnesota Iceman, they wrote this, like a paper on it. They had 3 days of investigating, by the way, before they came to their conclusion. And after they'd presented their paper, the Smithsonian Institute actually approached a doctor about scientifically examining the creature. Then they found out about, because there is also a theory, similar to yours, that this is not necessarily a Vietnamese soldier, but that this is, or just a regular soldier, whatever, that this was somebody who had been murdered. And this was how they were hiding the body.
What a... Hey, what better place than in plain sight?
Exactly. Then, yeah?
No, like, huh.
Yeah, yeah. Then, the Smithsonian Institute, finding out about the murder theory, asked the FBI to investigate.
Fair enough.
But J. Edgar Hoover declined, pointing out that there was no law violated if the beast was indeed an ape.
Sorry, Hoover?
He's like,
what?
If it's an ape, it's not a crime.
So, if it is an ape, no crime has been committed. So, let's not find out if it was a person.
And an additional twist, an extra little piece of information, is that there was a woman named Helen Westring who claimed she'd killed a similar creature in Bemidji, Minnesota, in 1966. When it attacked her, she'd shot it through the eye. But that came out after... not that there was heaps of publicity about it, but there's always a chance that she dived in at the end of it. So here's not necessarily a twist, but an interesting footnote to the whole situation. Mm-hmm. After all of this kerfuffle, the Minnesota...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This man went out of circulation. It was no longer presented in sideshows and the like. They never didn't show it for quite a few years until it reappeared. And when it reappeared, of course, all of these zoologists who went in the first place and were like, we got to look into this.
When is this that it reappears?
Reappeared in...
I've just found a little bit of information while you're looking that up, where it was to do with the Smithsonian Institution. When they express interest in acquiring it, and then there's pressure kind of mounted on Hansen to let the scientists examine the creature. He claimed that the original creature was gone, and what was now in the ice was just a replica.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. When it reappeared, which must have been after the Smithsonian thing, he was like, it's a different one, which a lot of the people who'd seen the original backed up. They were like, this doesn't look the same as I remember it.
Yeah, but that could just be simply him being like, harsh it.
Hide the body.
Hide the fake and have a new fake.
Yeah, well, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, if you can create one fake thing, you can create another fake thing and be like, oh, yeah, the old one, it gone.
If you're feeling particularly ballsy and it is the body of like a human being, unfreeze it, refreeze it.
Unfreeze it, make a replica and be like, I don't know what happened to it.
Move it a little bit.
I would say, I honestly, right now, I am more in the camp that it was never a body of a living thing to begin with.
Yeah.
And I think that the smell of the organic rotting thing may have simply been as he was putting a fake or creating a fake, just chucking some meat in there.
Well, I suppose if you've got this fake body of an ape man in this block of ice and you just sneaky
wouldn't be hard
chest
to
cavity.
Stuff it full of meat
yeah exactly a hassle
no
well a hassle because you gotta freeze it.
Well, you're already creating the thing to freeze.
Freezing
the thing was frozen is pretty much the only point we're not arguing.
Yeah. Like, because if you create
I thought you were like, oh, I've got these zoologists coming around. I want to make it seem real. unfreeze it. Fill it
No. I just think Yuri did. He did that.
When
did
it was frozen, it was filled with me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm kind of with you guys on this one. But it was already being displayed. So.
Yeah, but that, I mean,
the
like,
meat would have rotted by now, is my point. He would have had to at some point unfreeze it, fill it with meat, freeze it up again.
But then.
No, he wouldn't.
Because if they're saying.
Rotted meat doesn't disappear.
It had been like displayed for years.
Yeah, but then. Before the zoologist then had a look at then it. Then if the zoologists are like chipping away and like, oh, that's a weird meat, like rotten smell, then. You know what I mean? Like, what?
I don't think the meat's disappearing.
Is the idea?
Yeah, like.
I think the meat is probably still there.
I suppose if it's frozen, yeah.
Yeah, I don't quite understand your working there, Jack. To be like, for example, if he had to thaw it out, stuff some meat in there, freeze it again, and actually, have the zoologist be like looking at it, to them just looking at it and being like, smells meaty. Like, I don't, what? Like, what are you getting at?
I think it's very reasonable, to say that he created it, if it is fake, not a real thing, stuffed it with meat, froze it, and then I think it would take a couple of years before that meat started to smell rotten anyway.
I suppose because it's frozen. Yeah.
That's what I would argue. Yeah. I don't think you just because some zoologists are coming, you knew because you're saying the zoologist smelled rancid meat.
Yeah, no, well, I thought you were being like, I just figured if it had been displayed frozen for like a couple of years and initially he'd put the meat in, by this point, 2 years down the track, that meat would have gone.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
But that's
but then at the same time, if it was real and he'd already been displaying it.
Well, I figured same concept? Maybe he just kept it frozen. I don't know.
But you know what I mean? Like, because if he'd already been displaying it for. Several years, and then the zoologists come and have a look at it. Wouldn't that just be, if it was a real thing, wouldn't that same argument apply?
I suppose. I guess I was imagining less meat. Do you know what I mean? Like one steak is going to rot slower than one ape, man.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I just don't think the meat is
disappeared. I'm with you. Yeah,
I reckon, it's just chockers full of steak. A fake man chockers full of steak.
Well, there was also a fellow named Howard Ball who was like, I modeled it for him, but again, all of it's unconfirmed. What I think is like the biggest, the most damning piece of evidence against the guy is that, like,
someone modeled it. That you're glossing over some information.
Yeah, somebody
there,
yeah. said they modeled it, but like it's the same thing with when we were talking about the.
I went on a date with Daniel Radcliffe. Doesn't make it true.
Exactly. Ah,
fair. Opinions in a box under the table.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Exactly. No, well, I'm with you guys on this one. Yeah. It seems like I'm trying to defend it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
No, is that when they were like, can we test it? And he's like, no. You'd think if you had a real ape man.
Yeah, you'd
they were like, can we test it? You'd be like, go fucking nuts. In fact, in 2013, there were those two fellas who were like, yeah, we killed a Bigfoot. We got in our freezer. And everyone's like, whoa, show it to us. They're like, sure. And then they had a look. They were like, this is fake. And they're like, yeah, it got us.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm. Fuck, that and made the news in Australia.
It happens very frequently. Fucking somebody's hell. Like, oh, I've got a body of it. And it just turns out that they absolutely don't.
This is just a Bigfoot costume with stakes inside it,
exactly.
Which I think is what this was.
And yeah, I think in 2013, it was reportedly auctioned on eBay. Mm. The listing read, this is the actual Sideshow Gaff, built as the Minnesota Iceman by Frank Hansen in the 1960s. One-of-a-kind hoax fabricated by a mid-20th century showman.
Mm.
It was purchased by somebody in Texas. So
even they are saying it was a hoax. All along.
Whoever was selling it, if that was the real original Iceman.
I was just thinking, so one, you've got a man who already works in a sideshow, who already is a showman, who's always like trying to come and innovate and, you know, come see this traveling show. So he has got to innovate and do something. I think
a lot of that sideshow stuff was bullshit anyway.
Yeah.
Most of it was.
Like the
Mermaid Boy was real. But the rest of it was
all bullshit. But like, you know, like it being found in sea, dumb.
Yeah.
It being
so unlikely.
It being a fossil found in sea. Dumb. It being shipped
from Vietnam.
I just, there are.
I'm not saying it's likely. I'm saying.
Like, look, oh, on like the best day, if he's taken some of that luck serum and like, oh, he's a lucky boy, then okay, you've somehow, an ape man has gotten shot. Okay,
actually,
the more I think about it, stupid. So, an ape man gets shot in the Vietnam War, right? So,
an
then,
ape man.
Yep,
yeah,
an ape man gets shot in the Vietnam War. Then what has to happen? You then have to have the army people who are like going getting the bodies, and the American arm, like Americans being getting the body of the ape man, being like, that's an ape man. Okay, let's put that in a body bag. Then that being shipped to a body in a body bag you know, back to the base. The base being like, oh, who's, what soldier's in this? Oh, it's an ape man. Then them being like, oh, better ship that back.
A couple doctors at some point are seeing that body.
So there's many, no yeah. Way a lot not, of yeah. A lot of doctors seeing this, and then not only to be then shipped back, because if it's an ape man, which is either there has to be a lot of ape men,
yeah,
or if this is the to last be a nothing, one. Or if this is an ape man, then they have to ship that across. Then it gets lost,
mm-hmm.
and
just on the way,
or it gets intercepted by a sideshow man who doesn't necessarily know about the existence of ape men.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to intercept that, and the army to be like, well, dang, we lost that ape man.
We lost that ape. And then when he's like, hey, the media, check out my ape man, the army's not like, that's our dang ape man.
Yeah, and if it was, if that was true, and the army were like, that's our dang ape man, the army would be like, you are so under arrest.
Why are they shipping that back?
See what I mean?
What I don't like about that as well is that
there are so many steps there that kind of makes it stupid.
It speaks of this kind of like, so there was this volcano in America called Mount St. Helens, I think.
Yeah.
And at one point it erupted. And there are reports from its eruption of Sasquatch bodies lying around the mountains that were allegedly picked up by some shady government agency, which I always thought, I'm like, come on, if the government found, maybe they'll hide aliens from us, whatever, but they're not hiding Sasquatch. That's not going to cause any problems. and that just finding a body bag, and because I think it screams of like some, oh, they picked it up in a body bag and they shipped it back and they don't want us to know about the ape men.
It just seems so very government conspiracy bullshit.
Simply because opinions in a box underneath the table, yep. I got to ask a couple of questions just
shoot
to cover my bases. So you said there was a chick mm-hmm. who thinks she shot such an ape man in yes. Minnesota. Tell me about this.
So it was her report. It was sent into a newspaper, I think. Melody's just eating her asshole.
Like, what is that sound?
Is Melody eating her own asshole?
She is going to
doing
town.
A self rim. And she... She alleged that she shot an ape man, and I guess somehow it made its way to the fella who owned the Minnesota Iceman, and she said, I shot an ape man in the eyeball in Bemidji, and it sounds really similar. Though? Bemidji.
Where's that?
Minnesota.
Oh, okay. So there was just ape men around, just gallivanting just around Minnesota,
around
and
Canada.
So she just happened to shoot one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry,
That's the long and short of that story.
And then what happens? She shoots it and then...
She shoots it and then presumably she delivers it to... It's not very clear.
Because what was her connection? Or she's like, I shot it and then I left it there.
I shot it and I left it. Maybe he picked it up. I don't know.
Yeah, there's not a lot there. And the guy who claims that he sculpted it, what do we know about that?
He was a... His name is Howard Ball. He made figures for Disneyland. And he said he'd modeled a fake ape man in rubber, and he was mm-hmm. trying to make it look like an artist's conception of a Cro-Magnon man with a broken skull and one eye popped out.
And what's his connection to this guy? What's either of their connections to the...
The girl, I can't really find anything, and there doesn't seem to be. He just said he made it. Howard Ball's like, yeah, that was me. I did that one. Maybe his claim is that he made it and sold it to the guy. He's
or maybe, or did he make it and this guy somehow found it like at like a Disney auction lot kind of thing?
Well, I'll
auctioning
buy that,
up this
freeze
thing.
It nice.
Oh, yep, that'd be good.
Not outside the realm of possibility, I guess, but.
You got to give Hanson props. Like, that's clever if you're faking it.
Mm.
Put it nice because then nobody can properly see it.
Yeah.
You know, put some rotten meat in there.
Yeah. Actually, no, buying a movie prop.
Freezing it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Stuff it full of meat if you need to. Freeze it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's like. Actually becoming my leading theory.
Kind of, isn't it? Because if this guy has...
Yeah.
Because if this guy has no claim to it, because you're right, this could be like, that looks like one of my sculpts. What? Hang on a second.
Hanson, till his death, he never confirmed or denied, which of course you just wouldn't. He claimed, and he'd always claimed this, that the creature was owned, really, by a Texan billionaire, and he was just looking after it.
Course.
Who's this guy? Sorry,
Hanson, the fella who
was a Texan billionaire,
the sideshow guy.
The Smithsonian lost interest in studying it because they were like
bullshit.
No, they just didn't want to look like they'd been taken in by a hoax.
Fair
enough.
Turned
out to be a hoax, and even the two scientists backed off the original claims in the end. And then he stopped exhibiting it. He just stopped doing it, and there are still reports to this day. Well, not to this day because it's pretty rare to have sideshows now, but for a while afterwards that it would just show up every once in a while. So at the end of the day. What are our final thoughts on the Minnesota Iceman?
He bought a prop.
Froze a prop.
I don't even think he even stuffed it with meat. I reckon that was a...
Fabrication?
No, not a fabrication. Just they smelt what they wanted to smell.
Fabrication, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, like not fabrication.
Or trick themselves.
Trick themselves.
I would agree with you, but they were there for 3 days.
Psychosomatic. You kind of...
3 days, you're going to lose the smell, surely.
Yeah, but like you would also get used to that smell after 3 days. I honestly think it's psychosomatic.
I think most of the reason the scientists were so sure is because this was like, oh my God, this is what we've been looking for this whole time. I think heaps of that is the reason that they were like...
Yeah, I reckon they believe what they wanted to believe, yeah. And I reckon that...
But I would put the smell down to something Hanson was doing rather than themselves.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, I'm with you.
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know if Hanson's that clever. No, he was clever. He fooled these dickheads.
Yeah, he fooled the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
And so. J. Edgar Hoover.
J. Edgar Hoover didn't get fooled. He wasn't taking it at all.
He was like, no crime, shoot it out. It was fun. I wish that was part of, was it? DiCaprio did Hoover, didn't he, in a biopic?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be great?
That was a good movie.
J. Edgar. There's a fella down in Minnesota says that he's got an ape man, might be a dead guy.
Not illegal to shoot an ape.
What a fucking
That should have just been like on the byline. J. Edgar, it's not illegal to shoot an ape. All right.
Which is funny because it probably would be. Like, it'd be an endangered species if it was real.
It shouldn't be. Shouldn't be legal.
But I think in the end, I reckon the most likely here is that it was
either prop, either bought it or maybe found it in a park. You know, one of them like abandoned Disney parking lot. Basically, he acquired a prop, maybe legitimately, or I'm going to say illegitimately. Mm. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. And then he just put it in ice.
Yeah.
Then he was just like, yep, this. And then he just hoaxed his way through it. And the fact that after a while he's like, oh, yeah, the one got lost and now we have a newie. That's just, like, I just don't necessarily fall into the, it was like a body or something like that. And he's trying to hide the evidence. I just think he's like, that one's a fake. If I can fuck that off and just admit that this one is actually a fake.
I mean, they're clear.
Then they're like, oh, I guess, well, there's a fake. So
I'm with you.
It reeks of fakes. And also, but then again, who made the second fake?
Howard Ball again.
It was weird. He came to me again. He's like, can I have another prompt? Hmm? Well, that's also true. This one looks very much like...
I guess you got to remember that...
The Henderson chap.
It wasn't just him. You know, he had this entire team of... It was a sideshow. So I'm sure that they could have sorted something out.
So, this guy's a sideshow owner. Yep. A lot of that stuff, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, is bullshit.
No, that's true.
Correct. I do not at all believe that this was any sort of prehistoric man or prehistoric ape either way. I think the Bering Sea story is so unlikely to be almost a joke. I feel like of the two situations that are could potentially be true, I feel that that it was a movie prop that he bought, froze, and then masqueraded as the real thing is probably the most likely. Because who was saying that you said that the Bering Strait was his story, but someone else was saying that the Vietnam War...
I think the Vietnam War was another story that was just sort of circulating. But it was certainly one that one of the scientists latched onto.
Okay.
So I think that's why that one is so...
Well, could that also have been a story to try and be circling around to be a bit more also an anti-war thing?
Potentially.
Like, maybe. Don't shoot ape men.
Don't shoot ape men. Keep our soldiers out of Vietnam.
If it is an anti-war sort of thing, it's a very haphazard, like poorly thought out one.
Or could it just have been one like, I want to say Chinese whispers, but I recently found out that that's just something Australians say that is super racist.
Yeah, golly.
Other countries call it telephone. So it could have just been a game of telephone where it was something to do with the Vietnam War being very anti-whatever, and it somehow mangled its way back to this scientist being like, ape man shot in Vietnam!
If it is a game of telephone, I don't know if it's necessarily got a point. I think it's just like
Vietnam
was happening at the time.
Yeah, I just think that is even as if not more as ridiculous as the Bering Sea.
I actually feel like I kind of... Maybe it's just because I created the story in my head, but I kind of like the idea. Well, I don't like the story, but as in, I like it for being the correct answer. The story that it, because he's got a bullet wound. So, unless maybe he shot the prop or something like that, Maybe it's a soldier mm-hmm. who was killed, maybe also exposed to napalm, probably exposed to napalm. And so his flesh has gone this like awful charred black. Shipped up, sent off, and maybe his coffin or his casket was one of the ones that was, you know, intercepted, filled with cocaine. At the other end, these people who are taking the cocaine out are also like, well, we don't fucking care. You know, this awful body, I don't want to fucking touch it. You have a, touching a body that's been exposed to napalm is unpleasant in the extreme. So maybe they were like, let's try and find someone else to palm this off onto. And somehow they knew the sideshow man.
Somehow, even they palm it off onto somebody, then they palm it off onto someone else. Yeah. And eventually it made his way to a sideshow.
Yeah, although, again, was it a bullet hole or was he missing an eye?
Yeah, I guess. A prop could be missing an eye.
And if you're a couple of scientists who really want to find an ape man, you can create a narrative from, you know, what you want.
Like I said, the Vietnam War angle is just one that I don't know. I think I just like it for the like morbid beauty of it. No, maybe?
I know it would be an amazing movie or something.
It would be a very interesting story if it were true. But
if it was true, it'd be the kind of thing.
I acknowledge that a movie prop is more likely.
I tend to agree with the two of you. As much as I would love it as a, you know, potential believer in squatches, to be a squatch in ice.
Loves them squatches.
But I think pretty much in this instance, the most likely case, you know, barring just an amazing series of coincidences, is that it was a very clever hoax and a lot of people wanting to see what probably wasn't there. Yeah, and on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel.
Get spooked, America. Dicks.
That's your perfect sign-off. You should start using that more.
I'll do that if I ever do a news show. And good night, Seattle. Dicks.
It's better if it doesn't come with that preference of good night or anything like that. It's just you finish a news story.
I've been Jackson.
Yeah.
Dicks.
Well, like finish a news story like...
And that was...
And hopefully we'll recover the bodies of the missing doctors sometime later this week. Dicks.
That right there.
The bodies of the missing doctor. What was I reporting on?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.